Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we lock it in. Shout to Emma, man. Emma, what up, ma? Shout to Lush. Rose, what up? Shout to the intern. Can't wait to be her, man. You know what it is. Shout to the CA. Jersey. Forget my sister Lush. Anything you need to know, don't keep nothing on the hush. Saturday from 8 to 10, you know they play to win. Hella bottles of Moscato when the day begins. Celeb interviews, so you can get the news on the spot really tough. And that's real life. And when you see them in person, they looking real nice. Sexy than the mofo. Check the photos. With this legend connection, we getting better reception so far. About to broadcast on Lars. Haters, so we talking. We need them to do their job. Cause I'm on mine and my ladies on theirs. Set the day and the time when they live on air. Like an album coming soon. I'm up out of here. Love them. Emma, you be killing them. Yeah, you be killing them. Lush, you be killing them. Yeah, she be killing them. Rose, you be killing them. Shorty be killing them. Me, BK be killing them. Yeah, they be killing them. Emma, you be killing them. Yeah, you be killing them. Lush, you be killing them. Yeah, she be killing them. Rose, you be killing them. Shorty be killing them. Me, BK be killing them. Yeah, they jam.
Welcome bloggers, welcome Twitters, welcome Facebookers. Another Saturday and it's on. Let me first start with all these announcements. I got like 1,000 announcements tonight. And, you know, if I don't do this, then the checks don't get cut. So, first let me start out with a big birthday shout out to Sean, celebrating real big in Orlando. He has like half the Bronx out there partying with him. 950 Plus is performing there tonight, and they're at the International Palms Resort, and it's going down. I mean, I've been getting tweeted and called and texted and all that, and it's going ugly. So shout out to Sean. You know, I was supposed to be down there actually for this event, but, you know, due to the fact that I'm a mother first, I got to take care of my children. But shout out to Sean. You know, I know you rock and you're having a great time. So actually, I'm envious of you. Also, I want to announce that next Wednesday, November 10th, at the Sofa Lounge in the Bronx, is going to be the 7th year anniversary, along with DJ Camilo, Cast One, CeeLo, DJ Enough, and many more DJs that are going to come through on the strength that is the 7th anniversary. Over 40 girls on stage, also bottle specials, come and smoke the hookah, and ask for JC at the door. And, you know, she'll provide that hookah thing that everybody's smoking or whatever and finding entertaining. I don't really personally find indulgence in that, but more power to everybody that's doing the hookah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's called, the hookah thing. So shout out to them anyway. Shout out to Paper Mirrors, who's on deck. Facebook, you can follow him at Facebook.com/PaperMirrors. And he's doing his 1-2s on the check-in. Also, E2K Magazine and Lush Radio networking event presents the video premiere of the free hit from the album Eluse the Process. That's November 18th at Mimosa's Lounge, 1237 Castle Hill, Bronx, New York, 10462. Your truly luscious sexiness will be the host. Also performing will be Infinite the Poet. We'll be out there doing his ones, twos, so shout out to Al. He'll be out there, and we'll be out there doing our ones and twos on the 18th. I want to say congratulations to Tabitha and Lewis' baby shower, which is today, another event that I was supposed to be at in New York. But you see, I can't be in Orlando, New York. Everybody wants me to be everywhere at the same time, and I can't do it. I wish I could split myself in 1,000 pieces. But anyway, congratulations to Tabitha and Lewis for their baby shower for their baby boy. Congratulations, guys. Tonight, the BX Stand Up. The BX is on fire tonight. Rick Ross is out there. He's at the Paradise Theater, and we'll be performing tonight, as well as Fred the Godson will be showing up there as well. So Paradise Theater in the Bronx on the Concourse, BX Stand Up, the Boogie Down is on fire. Rick Ross is out there, like I said. Fred the Godson will also be supposed to be performing. I want to say a big congratulations to Derek Sanders and his wife for his baby boy who was born tonight. He was born tonight, Jordan Malik Sanders. And after he's in the hospital, he gave birth to his bouncing baby boy. This is what I'm saying, this is when people live what they do. After that, he ran back to the Paradise Theater to make sure the Rick Ross event still stays popping. Shout out to On the Rocks Entertainment, man. Another entertainment that goes hard in the paint. This is what I'm talking about. He just had a baby boy, and he just went out there to still take care of his B.I. And that's how we do, man. This is how we, we get down. An early birthday shout out to my BFF Deep Cuts from the Av Records. His birthday is coming up soon, and so is Big Pun. Happy birthday to Big Pun, and congratulations. Big Pun is a grandfather. He's a grandfather, Liza Rios. Shout out to Liza Rios, who's a grandmother. Star Rios gave birth. His name is Ether Rios. And I know there's another name in the middle, but shout out to Ether Rios, who was born, I believe, yesterday. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Don't mistake me. But he's here. He's here. He will be here for his granddaddy's, celebration of his birthday. So I got a couple other announcements, but I'll keep going as I'm going along because let me bring in my first caller, 704-704. You're on with Emma E2K. What it do? 704.
What's up, Emma? I'm just trying to listen. I didn't know you were going to bring me on so quick. I was waiting for the topic at hand. But how you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to keep, since I didn't want to leave you waiting, thinking that I didn't see you in the cut. But let me go on to the topic so I can let everybody know and I'll get back to you. That's cool?
That's great.
All right, that's peace. So tonight's topic, everybody, I got two topics. I'm going to do one topic for 1 hour, and then the next hour I'll do the following topic, all right? So the first topic is, when you are married, is it right to have friends from the opposite sex that your spouse has never met? I'm going to say it again. People listen, all right? When you are married, is it right to have friends of the opposite sex that your spouse has never met? That's going to be for the first hour, all right? So simmer with that one. The second hour is going to be, are you a Facebook player? And Lord knows we know plenty of those. We might be shouting out some names, maybe not. We'll see how the night goes. But, call in 347-826-7722. And, let me know what you think of this topic, which is when you are married, is it right to have friends from the opposite sex that your spouse has never met? So, let me start with you. Paper Mirrors, you're on, right?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, babe. You on. So, you get first dips in it. What you got to say about that?
I guess it depends on the motives of the person and also whether or not the spouse is, is he or she secure enough in the relationship? It's kind of iffy. I think I would catch some feelings if I found out that, you know, my girl or my wife was, you know, politicking with the opposite sex and you know, developing some type of relationship, because always in my mind, there's always a possibility. There's a possibility that, you know, signals could get crossed, right? And things happen. So, you know, it's kind of touchy.
Let me just interrupt just a little bit. Just, you know, pardon me, but I don't want to confuse the two, because there's two different topics here. When we talk about girlfriend and we talk about wife and spouse, that's two whole different worlds. So let's stick to, I'm talking about married people. I'm talking about married, your wife. That's what I'm talking about. Because girlfriend's like, you know what I mean? Wife, you know, you're one that you merge with, you're living a life and all that. So it's a big difference. So let's stick to the wife, husband.
Okay, with the wife situation, I think that's a real gray, that's a sensitive area. And again, it depends on whether or not you're secure enough in your relationship, and do you trust your spouse to allow that relationship to take place or to continue.
Right.
And I think it deals with, you know, it's, you know, are you secure? You know, do you trust the person? Has she shown you or he shown you any? Did he ever deviate before? I think there's a lot of factors that tie into that. But I think mainly, if you trust your spouse and you know, there's some security there emotionally, I think it's okay.
So you wouldn't find nothing wrong with it as long as the relationship is secure?
I think so. I mean, if I knew that I was that this relationship was carrying on and it was developing and you know, it was some time was taking place, then I would question, like, you know, who is this person? You know, who's this person? I would want to. I'm not gonna front. I wouldn't be comfortable with it. You understand?
Okay.
Like, I don't
want to
sound like I'm insecure, but I wouldn't be comfortable with that type of relationship.
And that's fine. That's what I'm talking about. This is, you know, on Saturdays, I like to keep it real. Let's keep it funky. Real talk, real life. I mean, these are things that we all deal with on a daily basis. And although a lot of people like to say that they're not jealous people or whatever, not everybody's really comfortable with certain things.
Yeah, you're right. And I think we all deal with, like, let me not speak for everybody else. There is different, you know, different levels of jealousy, right? And I think we all deal with some type of jealousies and stuff like that. You know, I'm not as extreme as a lot of people that I know, you know,
right,
flying off the handle and stuff like that. But yeah, I would definitely voice some concerns and be like, yo, what's that about? You know, I would definitely question it.
Right. On the respect level, because there's something about jealousy, and there's something about just, there's a certain way to carry things.
That's right.
And sometimes,
you know,
people confuse it. Sometimes people confuse
that
life.
You know what? Fuck that. Ain't none of that friendship shit that I don't know about.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Now that's some real talk right there.
Now that I think about it, what the fuck do you need some side friendship shit on some secret shit? Like, nah. We got enough friends. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's bad enough you requesting new dudes on Facebook. I mean, you know, that's where it got to stop.
Okay, wait, that's our second hour. That's the second hour combo. Don't get
no,
into
it. No, I'm just playing. I'm just joking.
Let's not touch that right now. But, let me answer that. You know, I think I'm a little different for the fact that I am in the public eye. I deal in this industry with people that half the people I don't even know who they are. You know what I'm saying? I've never even met them before, much less I'm going to go introduce them. I would introduce them to my husband, you know. So whoever merges with me has to definitely know and have that understanding that not every time and not all time I can really be introducing you to half the people that I don't even know myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a business. I constantly promote, you know, it is in my interest to know and to meet as much people as possible to spread, you know, the word on the things that I do. So in that sense, it makes me a little different than the average woman that's just really, you know, 9 to 5 in it and just home with the kids and all that, you know. But I don't take advantage of that, you know what I'm saying? And I do have a male BFF, you know. I have a male BFF that's been my BFF for years and years. And when I get into a relationship, the first thing that I let, you know, my male counterparts know, I have a BFF. He's been in my life. He's going to continue to be in my life. And they get the respect. What's they meet each other. They meet each other. They learn, you know, we all do things as a family. You know what I'm saying?
When you say male counterparts, what do you mean? Are you married?
My husband, my lover, whatever at the moment in time. You know, at this moment in time, I'm not married, but I am with someone. I am in a relationship.
Okay.
So whoever is with me.
I'm sorry to hear that, but go ahead.
Whoever is with me at the time, whether it be through a marriage or an understanding or whatever it is, they know, you know, there's certain people that play certain roles in my life. You know, again, my male BFF, I had two male BFFs at one period of time, you know, and then one of my BFF's wife, one of my male BFF's wife, you know, kind of, you know, couldn't handle it. So we had to go separate ways, and I respected him for that. I loved them enough to, listen, if you need to engage in your relationship and make it solid because she's insecure, then I will take 2 steps back. You know what I'm saying? And where did that lead? Nothing, because he ended up having to apologize to me because they broke up. See what I'm saying? So when there's solid relationships, you go and break up your good, solid relationship with some people, and then next thing you know, I mean, that person is not even there half the time.
But I think it's different. I think it's different if you was already friends and then he meets someone. I think then that's foul. Like, if you're gonna break off a friendship or distance yourself, then I think that's foul. But
That's why I chose to take 2 steps back from him, because we were friends many years before he stepped into that relationship with that woman, and he chose that woman over me. And it's kind of crazy to say he chose her over me, you know what I'm saying? But he did. You know,
do you feel like he's a slut? Did you lose a little respect for him though since then?
Yeah, I did. I viewed him as less than a man. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought that was kind of crazy. Because me as a woman, I wouldn't allow no man that steps into my life after my BFF to tell me I can't be friends with someone I've been friends for years, and they've been there for me through thick and thin. So you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy.
You gonna shout him out? Sucker for Love? Do you have a Sucker for Love segment?
Junior. I'm going to shout out Junior. I'm going to shout him out. Yeah. It's real talk. I'm going to shout him out. It's sad, you know, because, you know, ever since that happened, we just, like, you know, kind of like, and our friends, but it's crazy. But, you know, but my true BFF is still hard in the paint with me. Shout out to D Cuts, who's out in Florida right now doing his 1-2s. And that's my dude. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude. Whoever steps in his life or steps in mine, that's my dude, that's my brother. And whether anybody want to think different, that's on them, you know what I'm saying? Have a wine and think about it, is all I got to say. You know what I mean? But
okay.
Shout out to those that have BFFs, like real, real BFFs, not no side shit, not no sneaky shit. I'm talking about some real, true male-woman friendship, because there's some out there, believe it or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen often, but there are some out there.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. And I definitely have that, too, in my life.
Shout out to those that can maintain it and really keep it official, because that's, like, a beautiful thing. I think that's a more beautiful thing than even when you get, like, you know, like, involved. But I'm deviating from the topic. So, again, when you are married, is it right to have friends from the opposite sex that your spouse has never met? Oh, I don't think I'm deviating. I'm still there on the corner. So call in 347-826-7722. I hear the switchboard is bugging out off the hook. You know, callers are calling in and then hanging up and calling in. They don't know if they want to listen, watch, stream. It's all good. Y'all could come into the chat room as well and show me some love also in the chat room. Hit me on the Twitter. Hit me on the Facebook, /MIE2K. On the Twitter, /MIE2K. I see you. Either which way you want to come through, I see you. I'll definitely give you a shout. I'll definitely acknowledge you. And I'm on deck, man. I'm on deck and waiting for the calls. Waiting for the calls. Let me just check on the chat room real quick. People be like, you didn't even check. I was chatting with you. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like multitasking, doing like 1,000 things over here. Shout out to the chat room, you know, for those that are in the chat room. And if you don't sign in really with a name, I really can't shout you through names. So shout out to the numbers that are there and that are listening. All right, so then let me go back into the topic about the married thing. You know, let me play devil's advocate. Just because you're married doesn't necessarily mean that you're obligated to have all your business out there, even with your spouse. There are some things that you sometimes want to hold back because you know your partner. Who better than you will know the person that you're living and sleeping with? So sometimes we meet certain people, and we know off the top, off the gate, that this is not a proper person we should even introduce to our spouse. Not to say that we're going to go sneaking with them, but just to say that we already know this is going to be a problem. Can you agree with me on that? Papers, are you there? You left me alone? Okay, all right. So he's on the Facebook. He had to hang up. You can still hit me up. If you're still listening to me, Papers, you can still hit me up on the Facebook, and I'll just read out your answers and your remarks. So what I was saying was, not all the time do you have to, not to say, because, you know, I don't want it to sound like it's something about sneaking and all that, but there's some things that, you know, you can keep to yourself. Not all the time do you have to kind of share everything with your spouse. If it's insignificant, I don't think it should go through that, especially if you know you have someone that's kind of real jealous and real obsessive. You know, you have to be careful what information you kind of share, you know, you're kind of sharing with your spouse. So let me go into some music and deal with some stuff over here. And give me a second. Hold on. Okay. The board is bugging out a little. Let me see if I can get some music. Can we go into some music, love? I hear feedback for whoever's on. Yeah, I think I'm going to go into some music. I'm going to pay some bills. I'm going to take care of something. Toby is the home front. As soon as we get this popping. I know Pink Pot.
Pink Alone. Hello. Three and two.
Yo, hello.
The first it was free, but now you pay.
I'm the school of y'all, niggas, time to graduate.
Except your diploma, game in a coma. We are the shit, smell the aroma.
We doing our thing, and you graduate.
Homie, don't hate, just congratulate.
I'm a MCA in the middle, that's a Mac. Put a PC playing the fiddles, riddle me that.
Listening back, this is classic material. A little C cologne, the free hit two. Here we go.
Pass it around like merry-go-round. Got that ferry boat, pounds of that Betty go. Push, push from Mexico.
Ready, set, go. We already moving. The game clock is still alive. We ain't
so
living.
So it's LeBron when I'm shooting.
Hello.
He Kobe. Bridges be catchy, catch whatever he throw me.
Alley-oop and I'm Allen Houston, sipping a 40. Aim on point, getting the buzz slowly. Whoa. You already know me. White Trump front like I ain't the sugar honey iced tea. Flavor something like Nasty Lemon. Some niggas want money, others must seek women. For me, music be my therapy, it keeps me living. The rhythm be my heartbeat, I keep spitting.
First it was free, but now you pay.
We the school of y'all niggas, time to graduate.
Except your diploma, game in a coma. We are the shit, smell the aroma.
We doing our thing,
and you graduate.
Homie don't hate,
just congratulate.
Like a
in the free hit, deja vu. We made our moves. Team haters
6 feet deep. Times two, that's 12. Welcome the smell of L to yourself.
Inhale, mental pen will never dry out. Catch me constantly coming up with clever lines.
Tell the haters never mind. Stay on the forever grind. Add fresh air. Sean Connors talent that you never find.
In about my VI. You see, I'm consistent with my P. Cologne. Get him, Sean. Go.
The beat crumble like it's ground zero, and I emerge like a proud hero. Hancock when I move, blink 182 when I rock with my dudes. It's a free hit two when we dropping them jewels.
First it was free, but now you pay.
We the school of y'all niggas, time to graduate.
Accept your diploma, game in coma. We are the shit, smell the aroma.
We doing our thing,
man, you mad, you ain't.
Homie don't hate,
just congratulate.
Hot like a sauna, raise on a cola. We are the shit, smell the aroma.
Yeah, it's your boy Lega, LMG Patterson, Jersey, we in the house, E2K on the spot with the most beautiful, is gorgeous, Emma E2K.
Shout out to Lega, shout out to Patterson, Jersey, on the check-in, you know, and that was Lega, you know, doing his 1-2s with me. I see you, 857, you're on with Emma E2K.
Can you hear me, Emma?
Yes, I can.
Hey, what's good? It's Bugsy coming to show you some love.
What up, Bugsy? What's up?
You already know, man. I told you I had to come through and show that love, man. I've been missing, but you know, I had to come back.
It's all good. It's always a pleasure to hear you regardless, whether I hear you every week or once a month. It's always a pleasure to have you.
I can dig it. I can dig it. How's everything with you?
I'm just chilling, you know, discussing the topic. We got a heavy topic, and I know you're good at this, so I'm gonna throw you with the topic. You ready?
Let's get it.
Let's go. When you are married, is it right to have friends from the opposite sex that your spouse has never met?
I give you two answers on that. To a point, it's bad, depending on you and your spouse's relationships, and depending on what that relationship is with those females is where you keep it. I mean, if you keep them as friends, I mean, depending on, you know, how your spouse might be or depending on the relationship, you might just want to keep it, because I tell people it's not always good to put all your business out there, no matter who it is. You know, you may trust them and everything, but you give people too much info on you, man. There's a problem, but I really wouldn't see it as a problem, because as long as you ain't doing nothing and you know home is home and, you know, you just kicking it or chilling or business, whatever it may be, I really don't see a problem with it. You know what I mean? As long as you know how to separate the two, and home is home, and that's what it is.
Right. I said the same thing earlier. Saying that I was playing like devil's advocate, saying that just because you're married, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to tell your spouse and all that everything. And it's not that you're trying to be sneaky or anything, but I don't think it's good to, give everybody everything up you.
Real talk, because she might not be telling you everything. So, you know, you got to even out that playing field, you know what I mean?
Right. I think it should be kind of weighed out, of course, with respect, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're married and you're in a marriage, there is a level of respect that is owed. But just because if you want to have, you know, a friendship or for us that we're in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not, everybody in the industry, we're not going to go run and introduce them to our wives or our husbands, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I agree with that, because, you know, they not really around for it. Like I tell people, like with life, you got to separate things. You got to know certain people are for certain things. These people are for chilling. These people are for business. And you never mix the two. You keep people in that category that they're supposed to be in, and you never mix it. And that's how everything works out for the better.
Right, absolutely. Bugsy, give me a second. Let me bring in, I have a 704. 704, you're on with Emma E2K? 704, that's you.
Can you hear me?
I loud and clear.
Oh, okay. No, I heard you on the radio. I had put the phone down, and then I heard you say that I was gone. I was saying, you know,
okay,
that I was gone.
Sure.
Stuff
okay,
in my
all right.
Face.
So do you wanna just hang on a second, and I bring in the rest of the callers in?
Yeah, big shout out to Infinite the Poet.
That's what's up. He'll definitely be on the 18th at Mimosa doing his 1-2. All right, 646-646, you're on with Emma E2K. Turn down your radios. Those that are listening to the radio as well, turn them down. You can't stream and listen because it gives feedback. But 646, you're on with Emma E2K.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, Eve? Infinite the Poet, baby.
Hey, what's up? I was just you just got a shout. I don't know if you heard. And I just let the people know where you're going to be on the 18th on Mimosa.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll definitely be there. I'll definitely be in there.
That's what's up. So before I get Infinite, give me 1 second. Before I get into you and the topic, let me bring the 917. 917, y'all with MAE2K? 917?
Emma, Emma. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Emma.
Yes.
Hi, this is Lyndon. I'm about the subject.
Lyndon! Hi, honey.
What's up, girl? What's going on?
You already know, man. Staying sexy, it ain't easy.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up. You're looking good. You're looking good. Listen, about the subject, I just want to make, you know, put 2 cents in it. Just want to say, you know what? If you have a relationship and you want to make it real and be strong about it, you know, all the secrets out, you know, let it all out. That way there should be no problems in the future.
Okay, now, but is it like a secret, though? Like, if you were to meet somebody.
Well, check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's like this. It's like this. If you don't have no secrets, you shouldn't worry about anything. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it 100.
Right. Right. This is true. Well, let me ask you something. What I'm saying is this. You meet somebody, and not necessarily you meet them out of a sexual thing. You meet somebody, they're cool, whatever it is. And you get to exchange. Who's along with that? Are you outside the street? You're in the Bronx, right? You're in the Bronx and city cars over there.
You know how we do in the Bronx. You know how we do it.
Keep it 100 in the boogie. So, okay. So you meet somebody through job or whatever. And
right.
It's really insignificant. It doesn't really, to you, it doesn't really mean that. Do you right away, okay, I met this person. Let me go home and tell my wife that I met this person?
Well, you know what? Like I said, it shouldn't be no secret. If it's not, there's no meaning behind, you know, the whatchamacallit, the relationship, you know, it shouldn't be nothing. You should just do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Tell them, you know, I met somebody interesting, you know what I'm saying? That's about it. But if you really find that person interesting and you think there's something else behind it, then you're keeping secrets. Then you're not being honest to yourself, you know what I'm saying? You're always going to lie about it because let's say you meet the person in an adequate place. And then, you know, your girlfriend's going to say, how you know her? Oh, I met her this day and that day. Then guess what? You're going to be caught in a situation where you're going to be deceiving and conniving.
Wow. You made a valid point, which is the beautiful thing about this. That's why I love to listen to everybody's answers because I didn't even see it that way, like the way you just put it now. I really didn't see it that way.
Well, like I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing devil's advocate, and I'll go against everybody else and say, you know what? Like I said, you know, you meet the person in a different place, you know what I'm saying? Then you're with your partner, and then they'll say, hey, how you met him? Oh, I met him a couple of weeks ago, like, why you didn't? Then that starts up, you already start up in the night in a bad fucking situation. Oh, excuse me, bad situation. And now you create a problem. You know what I'm saying? Why keep a problem? If you keep it real, say, listen, oh, I met this person. It was nice, interesting, or whatever have you not. You understand? That way you should be good. If you're honest with the next person, she should be honest with you.
Okay, now let me play devil's advocate. You know in your spouse, let's say there's just some people that are just kind of just over the jealous, you know, mark.
Oh, not Charlie.
Tell Maria to be quiet. Let's keep all over the show now. So,
I know. Go ahead, I got you. I hear you.
So there's some people that know their spouse. Like, you already know if you're with somebody that's real jealous or whatever. I mean, do you even want to touch the topic about, oh, I met somebody, and then automatically they're going to be like, oh, why you met them? Why you were talking to them? Why? And that could still cause a beef.
Well, like I said before, if you're comfortable with the situation and with your partner, You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be meeting people. You should just become friends, if anything, if a situation comes about. Now, if you come about and start, you know, throwing, you know, your A game to that person, that means your relationship with your mate is not in, you know, full force. You know, it all depends on the situation you're in. If you're good with your person, then you should, you know, be honest with them. But if you're not in good with that person at all, then, you know, why are you going searching for other people?
Okay. All right. Valid point. All right, so let's go to Infinite. You still on 646?
I'm still here.
Okay. So now I'm throwing a question at you. I don't know if you heard what we're discussing, but I'll repeat it for you. When you are married, is it right to have friends from the opposite sex that your spouse has never met?
Of course it's all right. You know, you might meet people, you know, at different things you're doing, like different venues. You might go somewhere, like for instance, to perform and meet people new that day. And, you know, from that point, your wife doesn't know them. You know them, you know. So maybe along the way you will introduce them if you were to ever meet up together. But, you know, other than that, I don't see it like is a problem. I'm pretty sure she has, you know, male friends that I haven't met due to the business she's in, you know, so... It's like a trust thing. You can't really, you know, she's allowed to have her male friends, and I have my female friends, you know?
Because that's been established, right? Because there's got to be a form of establishment for that to occur.
Yeah, of course. But, like, for instance, like, you go, me and you is real cool, and you haven't met my wife yet, you know? So it's not like if I'm hiding, we just haven't gotten to that point where you met her, you know?
Right. Because I have said that earlier, like due to the fact that the industry that I'm in or that we're in, you know, we're constantly meeting people. It's actually to our benefit that we, you know, meet people. Half the time we meet people, we don't even know who they are.
Exactly.
So for us to introduce everybody we meet right away to home front, like I call it, I don't think, you know, you got to kind of measure that out. We're not, you know, for the average cats, I guess, for the average people that they work 9 to 5, there's a relationship and really are not too much in the industry, I can understand what Lyndon was talking about. But people that are in the industry, it's kind of a little different. It doesn't work necessarily that way. It's not that we're hiding people, but you know how much people I speak to in a day for me to go and start introducing everybody to my male counterpart? That's crazy.
Exactly. Emma, yes. It's Maria. I'm on the radio now. It's Maria.
Maria,
hi.
Shout out.
Listen, can I just say, you're right. It's different industries. Like in the industry you're in, you meet tons of people. In the industry I'm in, I meet tons of people. You know, in the business of Lyndon and his elevator business, he meets tons of people. But let's say if there's a female that he knows for a while and she's been around for a while and he talks to her on the regular and I don't meet her, that's the problem, because I'm going to be like, okay, so why can I not meet her? What's the special relationship that I can't meet your friend if we've been together 4 or 5 years? When you come to a relationship, when you start a relationship, I have my friends, he had his friends. But when you want to make a relationship work, you bring all friends together, and we form what we have right now called the clique. I brought my friends, he brought his friends, we bundled them together, we all do picnics, we do camping, we do everything, we call the clique. We grew together. Now we all hang out together. We do have, but if there's it's like vice versa. If there's a guy that's constantly texting me and calling me and reaching out to me, and I haven't introduced him to Lyndon in that way, he has every right to be like, okay, so what's going on here? Why I haven't met that certain friend?
Okay, and you know, and in that sense, and you saying it that way, it does make a lot of sense. Value sense, because we're not talking just girlfriends or people that you're dealing with. We're talking about actual wife and husband, you know, a much serious unity, because when it's just girlfriend, boyfriend, it's like, okay, whatever, you know, we don't know where this is going. But when you're
married,
you're living together, you're sharing children and all that, so it's kind of like another different level.
Exactly. So if a friend, you know, was in the picture that I didn't know, I would kind of be offended, because he is 4 years, 5 years in a relationship, and he is a certain person that you supposedly call your friend, and I haven't met her. You know?
Right. Okay.
You know,
okay.
In industries, it's a different story because you don't see that person all the time. But let's say if this person's hitting you up all the time and you have a partner, even if you're in the industry, you know, there's got to be a time where this person's got, you know, you're going to hook up.
Exactly.
You know, and it's a goof. That's what I'm trying to say. It's different,
okay.
Different scenarios with different situations.
You're right. But even in all those scenarios, you do have a valid point in what you're saying as far as if it's a person that is continuously you involved with in whatever, you know, reason or another, whether through industry, through jobs, you know, through that, at one point or another, there should be a time when they do meet, you know, your significant other, your spouse, your wife, your husband. If
exactly.
There's no happening. So, I agree with Maria.
Yeah. I have a male best friend. My girlfriend's husband. He's my male best friend. But you know what? He knows Lyndon. They hang out. We all hang out together. There's no disrespect and nowhere. He's my BFF, my male BFF, and I love him. And he feels the same about me. And I'm cool with his wife. I met him through his wife. And that's what it is. We don't cross the lines. We get together as a group, and we hang out. You know what I'm saying? I consider him my male best friend. And Linda knows him, and we're cool like that, you know?
It's true, because I have my BFF. And as soon as I get into a relationship, that's the first thing that I do. You know, I lay down the law, like, hello, this is my BFF. You know, he's been here before you. He'll be here through you and probably be here if you're
after
in the long
you.
Run.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Emma. I want to ask a question real quick.
Lush, that's Lush on the line. Shout out to Lush. Thank you, Maria. Stay hanging out.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute. Lush, before you go in, hold up, Lush, before you go, because I feel, Infinite, you still on the line? Because we were kind of talking, and then everybody bombarded.
I'm still here.
Okay, baby, okay. So did you finish what you were saying, or you want to add on? Would you like to add on to everything that everybody else has been saying?
No, pretty much, you know, the last person cut it good. You know, she said it to the point. My thing is sometimes, you know, we are abroad or we go places where our significant others don't go with us, you know, so you meet people there, and then sometimes, like, she's never there to meet them. The only way that we're able to meet each other is off of the phone calls or something like that, email. But it's true, like, if you're going to have a steady relationship with somebody like that, then, you know, you should have, you know, your wife or your husband meet them.
Right, inviting them over, right? You do a dinner, hey, listen,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, exactly, it's nothing to hide when, you know, especially when you're networking like what we do, so.
Okay, all right, I just wanted to give you your chance because I felt like we were talking and everybody else came because it's a hot topic, so I want everybody to, you know, get their stuff in. Lush, go.
Oh, I was just going to say, because I was married before, you know what I'm saying, and I had a BFF that I had before, you know what I'm saying, I had got married and stuff, and shout out to Matthew, his name was Matthew or whatever, and we lost contact and stuff, but, you know, I introduced him before, you know what I'm saying, I even got married, you know what I'm saying? I introduced her. I said, this is my BFF, especially if you guys have an understanding and this is somebody that's been there through thick and thin and understands your situation and is not somebody that's trying to jeopardize what's going on with your situation, you should be able to introduce that person to your significant other that you're married to, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you guys, until death do us part, you shouldn't have no secrets. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it, you know what I'm saying, who it is. I mean, I basically feel like if you get married, you should be open to your significant other. If you're dating and stuff, that's a whole different story. You really don't have super obligations for real to that person at the end of the day. But when you married and you go and you say that this is the person you're going to be with, you need to be opening up and tell the truth because the worst thing that people, like we said on the other one when we were talking about cheating prior, is like to find out later on down the road, then she's going to feel some type of way like, was y'all having y'all little secret, you know what I'm saying, gatherings? Or he's going to be like, yo, what's really good, son? Like, you've been talking to this dude, you were on the phone with this dude all day, and you weren't telling me what's good? You should address the situation in the beginning so there's no craziness going on. And whoever you're getting married to needs to be a person that's not insecure.
Exactly.
And knows that you're coming home because, you know, you got a lot of people that are very obsessive and very controlling. You know what I'm saying?
I know, 7:30.
You know, and they trans out. Go ahead.
That's why I'm single a lot of times because it's at 7:30. But Lush, Paper Mirrors wanted me to tell you that Lush is intelligent and articulate. Tell her I love her.
That's my man right there, Lush. That's my man, Paper Mirrors.
He said besos para ella.
Tell him gracias. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, he's on the check-in.
Okay. And my thing is like this with my ex-husband situation. I think it was on. I mean, he on his other hand, he was a liar. So you know what I'm saying? He was on his own situation, but me, I was just straight up because I feel like if I'm in love with you and we going to get married, let's be honest with each other because I don't got time for no games. I'm getting too old to be playing games with nobody, even with relationships. Even with me being with somebody or whatever, I tell my people straight up, look, this is my homie. This been here before, you know what I'm saying? You was here, and they still won't be here. Because especially with this industry that I deal with, it's hard. I call regular people squares. Because they don't deal with the industry, so they don't understand the hustle and bustle that we have to deal with every day and meeting with people. So when we get calls from like 3 o'clock in the morning or different stuff, sometimes people are coming calling from other countries. You got people calling from other countries that have different time schedules. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, not even that. This industry is a night industry. So really, our time to communicate is around that time. Like that's the time that we call and we're texting and we're emailing because during the day we take care of our home stuff, you know, our 9-to-5 jobs or our kids or whatever. So after a certain time, it is our time to kind of do the networking and prepare for events and stuff like that, you know. But not to lose the understanding what Maria has stated earlier, that she did make a valid point, and just like you're saying, Lush, even through all that, even up in dealing with all that, there still has to be that communication when you're married, when you have a spouse, a husband and a wife. There still has to be that understanding that if you're dealing with a certain person for a certain period amount of time and you call them your friend or you care about this person, in one point or another, they should meet.
Yeah, you should always do, but I'm saying that they need to meet in the beginning. I don't care later on, nothing. They need to meet in the beginning, to squash that in the beginning.
What is the proper time frame? What is the proper time? Because let's say you know a person for years. You just happen to kind of bump into them now. You didn't just meet them. You know, because that happens to me a lot. I bump into people that I know for like when we were 12 years old, 10 years old. I didn't just meet them. I know these people for years. So because I didn't introduce you, by the way, what is your time frame?
But they're like homies. They not like your BFF. We talking about like if they like your BFF, like you, this is somebody you're constantly talking to all the time. It's a difference between somebody you run into and you just talking to them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all run into a party. Okay, you want to introduce them. But if this is somebody you're talking to constantly, your BFF, you need to introduce them off the break. Seriously. Like, you need to let that person know that this is my BFF and this is the situation. But I got a question for you, Emma. What if it's a BFF or a friend you've already smashed prior, okay, and that's your BFF, but y'all slightly have feelings together. Now, should your significant other know that y'all smashed?
Yes. If you want to keep it 100, and we got to keep it 100 all across the board, you can't be phony with a BFF and this is a person you done smashed. My BFF, me and my BFF never smashed. Now I have exes and dudes that I have smashed that we have good relationship with, but.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever I'm with, I let them know, no, I used to have something with this person, but me and this person are cool now.
Mm-hmm.
See? But I'm not going to lie about it, because if I need to lie on who I slept with, I got no business sleeping with that person. It's just my personal thing, you know what I mean? It's just my personal thing. And if it happened long ago, before I'm into the current relationship, it shouldn't matter. it shouldn't. I say shouldn't because, you know, some people feel that.
You know how guys are, Em. I want to know what Infinite got to say about that as a man.
us females, we do it too. I'm not going to lie. Us females, we do it too. You know, because don't let your husband tell you, well, listen, this is your girlfriend of mine, you know, before we had something going, but now she's just a friend. Don't tell me when he says, oh, I'm going to go pick her up because I'm going to take her somewhere. Your mind ain't going to be in the gutter.
Yeah, he's smashing that.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a good one, Les. That's a good one.
I'm serious, man.
I think that would be a disrespect, though, to me personally.
You know why that happens?
And he just smashed it. I think that's a whole different thing.
If you go tell your significant other that you smashed one of your homies that you lounge with now, you won't be lounging with that person alone because they'll always want to be there. You know what I mean?
Right. There'll be no time for them to be alone. But
exactly. Yeah, that trust barrier is crossed already, you know?
But why? If you
How is it crossed if you tell your significant, yeah, I smashed them? You know what I'm saying? But we best friends, though. That's my homie, like. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing there. And they got their own people. But you in the back of your head, your significant other's like, man, that dude did get some of my wife, though, yo.
Exactly.
Or this chick got some of my husband, man. Like, I don't even know if I could trust this chick, man.
Mm-hmm. So now you're going to want to be there.
Yeah, so that's touchy. Okay, so then how do we resolve that? Let's find a resolution. How do we resolve that?
In that situation, I guess you could be real, but you know you gotta listen to what your other half, you know, thinks about it. You can't just go in and be like, oh, you know, fuck it. That's my friend, and I'm gonna stay her friend regardless what she wants to think or what he wants to think. You know?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. Like Emma said earlier, you gotta know your significant other. If that's a 7:30 dude, and you know he liable to snatch somebody's neck, I wouldn't even say nothing. I would say, that's my BFF, and you already know that's something in the past, and you know it's not going down like that no more. You shouldn't say nothing unless he's making advances at you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, with the chick, too, with the dude, if you know you got a 7:30 chick, too, and she ready to, you know what I'm saying, cut a chick like a chicken, then you might as well, you know what I'm saying?
Is she like that crazy glue? You better watch it.
You better just not say nothing, because I don't want to have nobody get bodied out this joint, God forbid.
Now listen. Paper Mirror says, fuck that. I ain't fucking with no dude that smashed my wife. She can't be my wife. We can be cool, though. Smashing cool. Now I'm gonna admit I've been in a relationship where, you know, where it wasn't my BFF I smashed, it was somebody in my past, and my current man, which wasn't all up there, you know, had asked me like right at the moment, like, yo, you did something with this dude, and I, by the way, said, no, we just cool, that's my dude, my friend, whatever. You know, I didn't want to be a witness to nobody getting murdered at the moment in time. You feel what I'm saying? I feel it was my duty to keep somebody alive by me saying,
crazy.
But if I wanted to say the truth, it wasn't that I was lying, but the moment in time, you know what I'm saying? I looked into his beady eyes, and he said, did you smash this nigga? And if I would have said yes, you already know what's happening after that. And then I said no, and then we kept on partying, and we had a great night. You see, and nobody got killed.
Yo, we just trying to stop people from getting killed out here. You know what I'm saying? Cause it ain't
partner.
No game.
Let's just say know your partner. Know your partner's limits. Know, you know, their level of craziness and their level of sanity. If you're dealing with somebody that's a little unstable, too much truth is not good. You know, they say the truth is not pretty. The truth is not a pretty thing for some people. And it's a real big big, a real big pill to swallow. No homo.
But M, you know what? The crazy thing, I was just talking to my homeboy the other day, right? He was telling me, he said, yo, especially when it comes to a dude, a person that hasn't really ever truly had love before, and when they truly in love with somebody, that can be, like, really dangerous. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
I know.
When it
yes,
comes to people's
I
emotions,
know.
It can be very dangerous, man.
Yes,
so,
why you, so you my
female
story.
Female attraction.
Didn't I tell you my story? Didn't I just say my story? Okay, I'm not going to say names, but it's happened more than one time. I just want to say, I don't know what is in my gut or my sense that
no,
I have stressed.
Confessions of Emma. Confessions tonight.
I got my pen in my pad.
I write the book, and when I write the book, you can hear all the horror stories. I'm just saying, I don't know what it is at the beginning. You know, they paint it real lovely. I love you, and you're the greatest, and I respect you, and you're such independent. And next thing you know, it's like, if you leave this house, I'm going to kill myself and you and the kids. Are, oh, my God, what happened?
Those are the ones that are whooped.
I'm drinking too much sip in there. I know you didn't hear that, right? Did you hear what I said?
Repeat yourself.
Whoever caught it. I'm not even going to repeat it. But...
Yo,
this
is a great topic, Emma.
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, you know, I got to go in the paint, and then I have to pay for it. You know what I mean? Pay for me is not what I said. All right, you heard me. All right, but don't repeat it.
Oh, man.
Yo, Mirrors, hit me on the BBM. I missed that one.
Oh, well, wow.
I hit you on the BBM with it. But anyway, we're going to the second hour, which is 9 o'clock in a couple of minutes, and then we're going to get off this topic and we're going to our second topic, which would be, are you a Facebook player or do you know one? And we're going to shout out some names maybe, you know what I'm saying? It all depends how they go the course of the night. But let's go into a song, and then we're going to come back with our new topic. So before we leave out of this, when we got together from this first topic, which was when you are married, is it right to have friends from the opposite sex that your spouse has never met? We all agree that we should know the person, our spouse, we should know our spouse's limitations and our level of sanity and check that they've never been, you know, in a cuckoo place before and that they don't take medication. And before we allow them to know certain things about our lives. Now, even in whatever industry, if you're dealing with someone from the opposite sex and your wife or husband hasn't met them, at one period of time there should be a dinner or a networking event or something where we can bring all the spouses and the parties together to, you know, so they can meet and they can feel, I mean, I don't know how they will feel, truthfully. One time I met a friend of mine's a wife, and everything was cool. And next thing you know, on the sidelines, he's over here telling me, you know, yo, my wife really don't want me to go out with you. You know, she said you're too pretty, and I shouldn't be hanging out with you. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I just want to eat dinner and express this lady my life story, and she's talking about my back. Like, I'm not going to meet your wife if I'm slamming you. Like, you know what I mean? So, but anyway. But, the whole thing is don't introduce nobody to your spouse that you've smashed. And if you're thinking about smashing them, don't introduce them. Let's
shake
go.
Yourself. Shake
yourself.
I got
my pen and pad. I've been taking notes. I'm letting you know.
Let's go into a song, and then we'll be back with our new topic, which is, are you a Facebook player or do you know one? And if you got any names, just shout it out.
Yo, I see you girls meet, all right?
You can be so. makes any difference. I still love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need, ooh baby, makes any difference. I give you all my heart, girl, my sunset, anywhere you.
Yo, yo, what's the deal, yo? This is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, and you're listening to Real Talk, Real Life on E2K on the Spot. Everything's Berry, baby.
Yeah, shout out to AG, the God, man. He sent me a big kiss the other day on the Twitter, and, you know, a big kiss to him. That's my brother from, you know, from another father. So the first hour we were discussing, when you are married, is it right to have friends from the opposite sex that your spouse has never met? And pretty much everybody went in the pain, and you know, shout out to Maria and Lyndon for calling in and giving their opinions and their want-tos. Everybody, you know, has something definitely to say, which was interesting, you know, which is interesting on both sides, on both parties. But I think the end result really was to know, it's not to be deceiving, but to know your spouse, to know your partner, to know your husband and your wife and the limitations that you can have as far as telling them certain things. Not to keep things. I'm not saying to keep anything. But if you know that your spouse has a mental deficiency, you know, to keep people alive sometimes, you know, or to keep the sanity in the home, you know, or to keep from getting, you know, your wallet looked in and your purse and, you know, and your rabbit boiled in, you know, water. I'm just saying, you know, just be careful. So our second topic of the hour would be, are you a Facebook player or do you know one? Call in 347-826-7722. Are you a Facebook player? And what I mean about that is, you know, like right now I'm on Facebook. And I go to the home and I start seeing, you know, everybody leaving little comments to everybody else. Next thing you know, a week or two later, they're posting pictures together. Oh, check out my wifey, my hubby, my man. Like, huh? What? And then, like, another month or two, it's like, oh, I'm with so-and-so. And I'm like, what? Okay. Are you relying on Facebook to do your brain stuff? Like, what's going on with that? Like,
wouldn't it be like last week or two, 3 weeks ago, they'd be hollering at you, and then next couple of weeks, they watch.
Lush, listen, I don't even want to say no name. Because right now they're focused. But let me just say that it's kind of whack when you're kind of trying to talk to somebody on Facebook and then you go through their friendship list and next thing you know, you're saying the same thing that you said to me, to my friends. And then not only that, my friends are telling me what you're telling them, that you're sending them messages, telling them certain things. Like, that's whack. That's whack. That's crazy. I don't know. I've never heard of, you know, of winning any points being a Facebook player because, you know, this is pretty much a little small little industry where everybody kind of knows everybody else, and eventually.
Yeah, somebody's going to find out. And the crazy thing about it is, is that, you know what I'm saying, they really think they being sneaky about it. Like, how stupid can you be? I thought Facebook was like a family thing. You advertise
right,
and all that. When
like
it start being a
stuff?
Like,
what?
When
did you know from way back? I've been reunited from with my own family, like my fam from Puerto Rico and Connecticut and all type of different states with my family, with people that I haven't seen in so long that, you know, have moved away and we haven't been able to see all of different circles.
I found my cousin from that I've been searching for 10 years, my uncle and everybody that's in Africa and stuff like that. They be hitting me up from Nigeria and stuff. But I thought that was the whole purpose of this whole situation of college mates and stuff like that for reunions. But people be on there trying to hook up like it's Tag or freaking MySpace or something. Like, what's going on? What's really going on? I thought it was for a different use. Are you misusing Facebook?
Yeah, people are misusing Facebook. You know, and that's not right. You know what I'm saying? Leave your plain stuff to how you used to do it before. But don't bring that shit on Facebook. And not only that, don't do it with the whole list of friends. Like, that everybody, like, we all talk to each other. Out of this Facebook thing, most of the people that I have saved, not on my, of course, not on the page that I have, that's for everyone, which is my industry page. But my personal page, I have a certain amount of people that I have them on my phone book. These are personal people that I could call, you know, and be like, listen, or whatever, that I hang out with, that I go to dinner with, that I go to their family function, that they invite me to their baby showers and the weddings and the bar mitzvahs and the kids, you know, christening and all that stuff. So, you know, you're trying to kick it to me, that you kick it to one of my folks that are going to tell me, like, that's really for noodles, is just what I'm going to say.
Yeah, and I just want to let all of y'all guys know out there that me and Emma are like real sisters, like for real, and we don't like hide stuff off of each other. So like, don't even play them games like that.
Yeah, because there's been a couple of them we've had to check, right?
Yeah.
Like, can I get the dark chocolate? Well, let me get the lighter one. I'm getting comfortable with this situation. I want the mocha or the they look like under my photo. Do I put a dial 1-800 number? Is it right? Because I don't remember.
Yo, you know what? I've seen people get caught up on Facebook too, sis. Like, you got dudes on there. They know they like engaged. Like they got like this dude got caught up.
Oh, married.
This dude tried to holler at me, right? You know what I'm saying? And he was an idiot anyway. And I know his girl. And, you know, I had more, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, look at this shit. I just copied the whole entire thing he was saying to me. I said,
wow.
Look at this. You better check your man, yo. For
wow.
Real. I'm like, you better check your man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it makes no sense. These dudes are stupid, and even some of these chicks. You know that your man got your Facebook page, right? And you
right.
Notice that he ain't even trying to add you with his friend because he ain't trying to let you see what he got going on. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So you go under a fake alias to go check. Let me stop giving these secrets out. You go to check his page.
I don't think that's a secret, Lush. I think that's pretty much everybody doing that.
I think everybody doing it, but you go over there and you see that he got pictures bunned up with another chick talking about this is girl. Like, come on, Facebook is exposed to everybody. So why would you even do dumb stuff like that? Chicks be doing it, dudes be doing it. Like, you know, especially when you about to get married and get engaged and stuff. Like, come on, how stupid can you be? People get so caught up on Facebook, I swear. People done got caught cheating hard body on Facebook. If you're going to talk to somebody, inbox them. Why would you put it on their wall?
You know what
I'm talking about? I love you so much. Ooh, baby. Like, what the hell?
Because I don't think people understand the concept of that, of like, of inboxing and all that. I think that, you know, they just come in, they get excited. They're like, wow, okay, I'm just going to start writing like a whole bunch of stuff. And you're like, hello, everybody can see it.
And you're not hiding it from anybody. Like, people not stupid. You know what I mean? And even if you write it incognito, if somebody sees you constantly on somebody's page all the time, something's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, If you're going to do something, you need to be discreet about it. It's a lot of Facebook pimps out there. You know, they can't get play on the other site, so they said, let me try it out on Facebook. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Let me try it out on Facebook. You know what I mean? I got a better chance. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, Facebook is a place you can rekindle relationships, but if it ain't work out the first time, I really don't see it's going to work out the second time, for real.
Right. If you was a stalker before, now you really going to stalk me because my pictures are posted. Now when I put in Dunkin' Donuts on 42nd Street, I turn around, I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? Why are you here?
For real, y'all. You got some stalkers on there. Be careful, too, with Facebook, man. It's a lot of stalkers, Facebook and Twitter, because you can say where you at. And people, they really, like, obsessed with you. They will come up and see where you at, man. Because there's some 730 dudes and some 730 chicks out here, man. They're really psycho.
Yeah, you turn around, you be like, oh, I'm at the, you know, I'm at the game, you know, whatever, at Yankee Stadium. Next thing you know, you come out, you're like, what the hell is she parked across the street? Why is she across the street watching me with binoculars? Like, what the... You know, so... It's just
I had to get educated, too, because, you know, if you are a Facebook player and you pimping this certain people, you might have, like, 50 million boyfriends or 50 million girlfriends on there, right? There's certain things that you cannot say on there.
You're putting it there, like your house number. Hello, dummy. The fuck you put your house number and they're wondering why they calling me my house? Cause you put the house number. Hello. Jesus Christ, somebody work with me here.
You know, but I mean, yo, Facebook is off the hook, man. It's supposed to be used for like advertisement, fan pages, and you know, talk to your personal people like family, but. You know, y'all be just really trying to pick up people and stuff. It's like y'all be having a fiesta on Facebook, man.
Well,
I be watching people. Go ahead.
But eventually everything, one way or another, is always misused. Don't you agree with me? Like at the beginning,
yeah.
That's what it was about, and then all of a sudden, you know, I guess people, you know, one or two people got some ass out of here and was like, oh, that's it, I'm pimping.
Well, that's the same thing that happened with most of the sites, like Black Planet, that was the big spot to really pick up.
Oh, my God. That was pimps up, hoes down situation.
I can't even tell you how much ass I got off that joint. That was the spot, man. And I'm talking about nice days, too, off of Black Planet. Black Planet and Mejente, oh, my God. The Spanish dudes on there.
We have Mejente cookies and all that. Shout out to my Mejente people. You already know. We used to have reunions and parties and all that, barbecues. I mean, that seems to be the jump.
Yo, off of Mejente and Black Planet, you even if you know that person at one time, they was inviting you to something. You was into something. You always had something to do.
I swear.
Off of them joints, man, off of them joints. And then we moved on to MySpace. MySpace was supposed to be a promotion situation. People were supposed to integrate and stuff. Then it became the pickup spot. People began picking up ass off.
I never trusted the MySpace for some reason. I don't know. The MySpace just kind of, that's where it started losing me. And the Facebook, I got into Facebook like late in the game. Like I had opened up a Facebook account, but I never get used to going there until we was having a reunion. We was having a reunion for the Boulevard, Boulevard. Shout out to John Garland. And he was like, yo, let's get on Facebook because we can find the people from back in the days we used to hang out with are on Facebook. Like, they don't have a Facebook. So I said, all right, so I started doing that, promoting our, you know, our reunion. And, you know, after the reunion and all that, then kind of everybody wanted to stay in contact. We wanted to exchange pictures. And that's what kind of hooked me and kept me on Facebook. But I didn't even like the Facebook. I was like, oh, no. And
the only reason I stayed on there is because we had our high school reunion, and I wanted to go because you know you got rubbing in people's face, you know what I'm saying?
How you doing?
So you know what I'm saying? I stayed on there, and it was certain college friends that, I mean, we used to rap together and everything. I wanted to know how they were doing, you know. Even if we don't even, you know, it's some people you connect with on Facebook, and y'all might not even hang out with each other again, but just to know, nice to know that, hey, you know, you doing all right and stuff like that or whatever.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
And not only that, you can throw cheap shots at your exes. Like, when they get on your page and they want to see, like, what they lost, you can put a video up there. And dedicate it to them. Like something I posted, I put Darren Hall, I miss you, and it goes, this goes out to all the exes. Smile, look what you let go. And I throw my cheap shots every now and then, you know what I mean? Like,
It is true. Because, you know, and you know that they be looking, though, for real. The exes steadily be looking on my face. It's not a game. They be like, oh,
they stay looking, they stay watching. I got, I got introduced to somebody not so long ago that stays watching just to see how ugly I am. You know what I'm saying? But they watch. That's the key thing. They watch. They watching my steps and watching what I'm doing. And, you know, like I tell them, be careful. That could become a little stalkish, and that's against the law. So if I find out, you know what I'm saying, I could press charges. But as long as you keep it cutie, you know, on the phone and on the Facebook and all that, and you're an internet gangster, then there's no harm, no foul. You know what I mean? But don't try to bring that to me in person or wherever you see me, because you will feel the wrath. That's all I got to say. I'm going to leave it right there because my lawyer said not to keep talking.
All I can say is that Emma's looking really good on this flyer right here, rocking that Less Girl shirt. She's looking real hot in that picture right there, man. Really?
Yeah, that flyer posted actually probably all over the internet, but you can go on Facebook /MA2K, you can go to Facebook /LushRadioOnline, and it's CEO Lushy Lush, and we have it posted all over the place. That's for the event on the 18th that we're having at Mimosas, which is our networking event that we're having, along with premiering the video of the free hit from the album Eluse, The Process. And that'll be Eluse and Pete Cologne and Infinite the Poet will be performing actually that day. So BX, stand up, come on out. Jersey, New York, Philly, Connecticut, come on out. Come do your networking. Bring your business cards. Come and meet us. Check us out. The E2K Magazine and Lush Radio family. Come on out and have a drink. Let's have some Moscato. You know what I'm saying? Let's sit down and network. You know, let's discuss how your budget is, big enough to cut us a check. Let's discuss that. How about that? And
definitely,
we'll see you at my boss house on the 18th.
Definitely, definitely, definitely support, the whole movement. Emma is working hard as hell, We staying relevant, Make sure you support the movement, man. We don't never stop. Just when you think we sleeping, we done went and turned it up another notch on you. Come on now. Let's go.
Absolutely. Also, I want to let people know that on Sunday, November 21st, is our 8th annual Give Thanks Dinner. At the location that we're going to do it at, it's going to be at Cry Aloud Ministries. And that's located at 467 East 138th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454, and that's between Willis Avenue and Brown Place. I will have the flyer posted at the beginning of this week, so all the information will be on there. Shout out to all the sponsors. All the sponsors' logos will be on the flyer. And whatever sponsor wants to come in, make sure you get at me before Monday. Get at me before Monday. Email me, PayPal me. First the money, and then send me the logo. Don't send me the logo without no money, because I'm not going to put you on the flyer, all right? I don't put you on the flyer. So make sure you PayPal me to everythingtoknow@AOL.com. That's my PayPal. And then you can hit me off with your logo, and so we can put it on the flyer. Shout out to those that are not worried about me putting their logo and still hitting me on the PayPal and still going to see me for some dough to feed the community. And that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So shout out to you. That event is going to be from 5 to 7, November Sunday the 21st. So for further information, make sure you email me at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. If you want to serve, make sure you contact me so you can serve, donate. We take everything from bags of potato chips to, you know, paper cups, napkins. We need it all. So, you know, nothing is too small. You can go to the dollar store, spend $10 and bring 10 items, and you'll be the winner. You know what I mean? So let's give thanks to our community. Let's give thanks to those that, you know, that are right. Even though we're doing it in the Bronx, it's still significant for us to give back in one way or another. So, you know what I'm saying? And this is the month of saying thanks. And if I haven't said it before, Lush, I just want to thank you for being my sister. But I want to thank you for being my friend. I want to thank you for encouraging me to do this radio thing when I really didn't want to do it, and sometimes I still don't want to do it, and you still call me and threaten me and say I'm not going to get a check. And I just want to thank you for tolerating my bullshit, you know, because I know sometimes I can be a pain in the butt and you don't stay behind. And I just want to thank you for all the support and love that you've given me generally, you know, aside from this industry stuff, you know, you – I have opened the door for you to enter my family like you have opened your door for me to enter yours. And I just want to thank you publicly, even though we do it on the side thing, but I want to thank you publicly, you know, because you're a winner. You're my friend, and you're an awesome mom, and you're an awesome woman, and you're an awesome queen. So you can never say I never thanked you in public. All right, let's keep going.
Yo, that's not fair. You trying to make a nigga cry and stuff over here. When I'm trying to work these boards, I ain't there.
Now, wipe your tears and let's work, because that's what we do. I'm going to take a sip.
I can't stand you, but I'm going to tell you honestly, everybody that's listening in radio world out there, in Emma's world, and the whole world out there that's definitely supporting us, I want to say that I don't know what I would do if I did not have Emma Ramos in my life.
I am not going to cry. People can watch me. People are watching me. I'm not crying.
Yo, she's my sister, my friend, my confidant. I could talk to her about anything. You know what I'm saying? We're like the yin and the yang. We balance each other out. We're like Thelma and Louise. You know what I'm saying? When we're ready to bounce, we out, you know? And I know we hold each other down and – I'm not too, you know what I'm saying, I don't have it all upstairs sometimes too, but she deals with me and I deal with her craziness. I love her family. She loves my family and she's my sister, whether blood or not. That's my sister. She goes hard in the paint and I go hard in the paint for us and everything that we do. We just want each other to keep winning. And I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart, Emma, I love you to death. And can't nobody touch you when it comes to grind. I mean, from the bottom to the top, they can't touch you besides myself, but they can't touch you.
I like to leave the little dust, you know, so people go, what happened? Oh my God. So how much time we still got on? So I know how much more I'm talking or not.
We got 34 minutes. I was going to go into Love the Way You Lie by Rihanna and Eminem real quick.
Yeah, let's do that, man. Let's do that. Based on what we're talking about, definitely, let's do that.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's all right, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's all right.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer. I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she was up to take me. She fucking hates me. And I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you
things that we didn't mean. Then we fall back into the same patterns, same routine. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. You're the same as me. When it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back. It wasn't you. Baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away, though. Come inside. Pick up your bag off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk?
I don't appreciate that you lie. I really don't like that you're a liar. Yeah, man. Shout out to Eminem and Rihanna.
Hey, yo, Emma, wasn't Eminem kind of 7:30 on that joint? He said if you ever try to leave, I'm going to tie you to the bed and burn the house on, put the house on fire.
When he said that, it just kind of, I just kind of went back to a relationship where I heard that same thing. And it was kind of scary. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know, shout out to 7:30. Like, what you
got to call her from the 718 live on the line, Em.
Well, bring them in, 718. You're on with Emma E2K. Who it is and where you calling from?
718. Oh, I guess they were scared. They just want to listen.
Okay. I love it when people listen. I don't like when people lie, but I like when people listen. I love the way you listen. Well, 718, you're on with Emma E2K, in case you don't know where you're calling. It's E2K on the spot. You're on with Emma E2K and Lushy Lush. And, you know, we're on the stream. If you want to watch us, if you want to listen just on the blog, it's all good. The topic that we're discussing is, are you a Facebook player or do you know of one? And so that's what we're discussing. Whenever you want to, you know, give out your opinion, if you don't want to talk, you can hit me on the Facebook, which is /Emma E2K, or you can hit me on the Twitter, /Emma E2Kizzo, and, you know, and I'll read out your stuff. So.
Yo, Emma, I wanted to ask you a question, right? What do you think about all the Republicans getting into office and everything, and Obama kind of basically saying, you know, hey, I can only blame myself for the situation. How you feel about that? We might have a whole bunch of Republicans next year.
You know what? I'm just so disappointed with all politicians. I don't even like to even give them airplay. So I'm not even going to give them airplay because, you know, they made me get up and really believe that my voice mattered and I go and vote and go through this whole thing of telling other people to vote and they still do what the fuck they want anyway. So you know what? A middle finger goes out to all you politicians. That's what I got. And that's what I'm going to say about that. And until you don't endorse this show, we ain't talking about y'all. So the topic is, are you a Facebook player? That's what we talked about because we want that Facebook money. Cut a check. Shout out to Damian Nadine. Shout out to Rose E2K on the check-in. Shout out to Fred. Shout out to Paper Mirrors on the check-in. He stays on deck. Shout out to Nancy Plus, who's out in Orlando doing their 1-2. In fact, almost half the Bronx is out there, and the other half is watching Rick Ross at the Paradise Theater and Fred the Godson. You know, doing their thing. So it's like the Bronx is kind of split up tonight. But everybody's doing their thing. Shout out again to Tabitha and Lewis for their baby shower today. And a big congratulations to Derek Sanders from On the Rocks Entertainment for his bouncing baby boy, Jordan Malik Sanders.
Wow.
We got a new king in the world. And you know,
Shout out to Pizza Guru 100, that go out hard in the paint. Shout out to Miss Photographics Ashley for doing that hot flyer for us and everything. And shout out to
yeah, she did that flyer. She's gonna do. She's also doing the other flyer, which is which will be the 8th annual Give Thanks dinner. So look out for that within the next couple of days.
Definitely. And shout out to Omar that works diligently on designing our sites and stuff. It was crazy. Shout out to Omar.
Definitely shout out to Omar. And check out the site and check out his work. So it's e2kmagazineonline.com and lushradioonline.com. If you definitely like the work that's displayed up there, then, you know, hit us up so that we can connect you, because you don't get direct stuff. You got to come through us. The family.
Definitely got to come through us. And you don't always have to go to Ustream to look at Emma live on the show, any one of us live. You can log on to E2K Magazine online and go to basically radio show, and you can actually see her when she comes on live. You can see her coming on live on Box, and if you go to lushradioonline.com and go to listen to when you go to Ustream, the TV on it, you click on it and you can see the little box of her coming on live. So you can either watch it on any one of those, or instead of going to Ustream if you want to. But it's up to you, whatever you what outlet you use, you know.
Yeah, either way, as long as you tune in, it's all goody. It's all goody. So you can watch me, you know, sip on my wine, my favorite glass. I always got the same glass, right? Somebody buy me a new glass. How about that? Buy me a new glass.
Oh, Emma, we got to start planning our freaking birthday party soon.
Yeah, but no, we're not giving them that just yet. Hold up. Oh, that's too much information. We got too much other stuff before that, so we're going to go, you know, one event at a time. So the next event coming up will be the 18th, which will be our networking and the video release. Right after that, we're doing the 8th annual, which is on the 21st.
On the 21st.
And that's for the month of November. Come December, we're having the toy drive.
Yep.
We're having another networking event.
And then DJ Car Blaze co-drive.
In January, that starts the early year, in January of 2011, will be DJ Car Blaze co-drive. So there's a lot of things coming up. A lot of things, if you want to participate or sponsor or whatever, there's a lot of things that we're doing. Just make sure you follow us or hit up directly, e2kmagazine@gmail.com or lushradioonline@gmail.com. Contact us and, you know, we'll let you know and keep you abreast of what's happening and what's going on. Or just going straight to the website and, you know, you'll see all the flyers posted or you'll see the blog. Or either way, man, you can never say it at us.
People stop hitting me up and asking me, can you get an interview on Lush Radio Online? Holler at the program director, Emma E2K, at lushradioonline@gmail.com. And she'll get back to you.
It is not her fault if I don't get back to you. If I don't get back to you, it's because we're very busy. If you email lushradioonline@gmail.com, and I will get at you. You know, at adequate time, I have to, you know, contact the people that email before you, because there are people emailing before you, believe it or not. You're not the only one emailing. So there's a lot of stuff we got to balance out. And people, please, you know, if you want to be on the show, you got to have something to be on the show. You just don't be on the show because you decided you was a rapper yesterday and now you want to be interviewed, okay? So have a career. Have a music, have videos, have stuff going on, so we have a reason to schedule you to be interviewed. People want to know, the reason why radio interviews you is because you've already gone through a whole course of things, and then radio is kind of the last thing once you're established. Okay? Are we clear? Not that yesterday you gave your name. You know, you say you was going to be, you know, Juan Pipi from the corner, and now you want to be interviewed because you want to tell your story. Okay? So that's not how it works out. So please, make sure, you know, you got your budget, you got a budget, you got a movement, you got a following. Make sure that you at least have more than 10 friends on your Twitter. and at least more than 20 friends on your Facebook. You understand? You see where I'm going with it? Okay? So have your numbers up. Have your numbers up on your Facebook. Have your numbers up on your YouTube, on your Twitter, on all these social networks. Have your numbers up on that and then holler at us. Okay? I think that's a better thing. Yeah. Oh, anyway. That's how we do it. That's how we do. I mean, we give everybody ample opportunity. We are the voice of the people. But people, please, don't get crazy now, like I said. I'm saying that because we're the voice of the people don't mean that, you know, so you got to put your work in. Everybody got to put their work in, all right? So,
Emma, you got a special guest that want to say send you a shout-out real quick. Somebody want to send you a shout-out.
Yeah, yeah. So who's
that? Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Say
it, hurry up.
How's it going?
Yeah, I want to shout
out.
I want
to shout out.
Is that my princess? Is that my princess? Are you headlocking my princess at this moment?
Yeah. Say, I want to shout out to Emma. She's doing a great job.
Say, I want to shout out Emma,
she's
doing a great job.
I want to shout out Emma, she's doing a great job.
Aww, thank you. I'm surprised because you have your own show on YouTube and, you know, I'm trying to be as good as you.
She said you have your show on YouTube, she's trying to be as good as you.
Shout out to Natalia, my princess.
Oh, man, she's funny as I don't know what, man. I have a quick announcement, Em.
Sure.
For females in business, all the females out there that are in business or minorities in business, to let you know, if you log on to SBA.gov, you can sign your business up and register with the SBA to be a minority or a woman's-owned business. And basically, you can actually create a situation where you can actually get government contracts to do work for government contracts. You're actually liable to basically get more grants and get ability to work with the government and get government contracts. It takes a while, but once you get that clearance to do that, like, I mean, there's so many opportunities that your business can get. You know,
wow.
So I'm just putting that out there.
No, that's definitely hot. Yeah, that's definitely hot. And we're going to repeat that for female-owned businesses that really want to legitimize their business is SBA.gov, right? And you can go register and get grants. So now when you say it takes a long time, how long does it take before, you know,
well, basically, one of the counselors stated to me basically, like, if you register as a minority or a woman's own business, basically, if you're with the SBA, it's like 9 months. It's not that long, but it's like 9 months. You get certain certifications or whatever. And basically, you can go to any government facility, and you can basically, like, say you're a promotional company or you're a magazine company, and you want to basically get ads with the government. You can basically get a government contract with them to basically put their, you know, whatever government situation into your magazine. Or if you're a promotional company and they need all their print work and everything, you can basically get that contract with them. You know what I mean? Whether dealing with all the red tape and all that, you already got the certifications, you can do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's guaranteed money right there.
Right. Those are the big, big checks. That's what, you know, that's where you want to be.
Yep. So,
okay.
I mean, just consider that even though you're registered with your LLC, still go to SBA and register with them, and they'll open you up to so many different opportunities, especially as females, as us as females and minorities in general. They have loans. They have not even loans. They got grants for us to do all kinds of things over there. And there's a they have an organization called SCORES where they sit down. They have a counsel with you, and they basically map out your business plan. They help you write that. They also help you, you know, they have this other thing for the military people. If you're in the military and you're a veteran, they basically have a situation where you can go to any one of these financiers and go to them. And if you're logged on to the program they have, it's called Keys, Fast Keys, and you go through the program with them. They basically, SBA cosign says that you're guaranteed to cover that loan. You know what I'm saying, with the veterans, and you're up to the you're qualified for the max of whatever loan that you know you're going for. So it's so many opportunities right now, man. We need to take advantage of it, seriously.
Absolutely, because, and you know, if you're gonna go in all the way, right?
Yeah, basically.
going all the way, man. If you're gonna do something good, go all the way. Just like if you're gonna do something bad, don't half step. You know, go all the way, get your 25 years to life, just go in.
Yo, but, you know, women are definitely doing their thing out here. I'm seeing more and more women-owned businesses nowadays, you know, than before. You know, women are definitely...
We multitaskers.
Definitely. And since you were saying going all the way, and if you want to do something bad or good, you know, I accidentally ran into this show, you know, Cocaine Cowboys. I've never seen it before in my life. And there was this lady, Griselda Blanco, who was the number one cocaine trafficker that brought the cocaine. Like, all those big-name people that was Colombians, they all worked for her. She
for her,
was, like, you talk about the godmother.
The godmother, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't even know that she was going in like that. Like, she was bigger than, like, the mafia. Like, she can throw out a hit on you like crazy. I'm like, yo, she went in, and she went in hard. And she was the only one that I seen that got away with all of that and only did 5 years. I was like, wow. And then just got the – and then they deported her to Cuba. But she made
okay,
a lot of money.
Let me ask you something. You think she got away with something? She got deported to Cuba. Hello.
I mean, she got deported to Cuba, but who's to say how much money she had stashed somewhere or people that held – I mean, people get funny and stuff, you know, when people do a bit. But, I mean, she was so powerful, people were scared of her. So maybe she had money stashed in different places, and she's living good in Cuba.
Yeah, there's only one person dominating Cuba. She ain't going over there. I'm sorry, as big as she is and all that, okay, but she ain't popping shit in Cuba. There's been too many years that they've been holding Cuba down. You know what I mean? So I'm sorry. I don't care how big the stuff. Okay, you did your, but not in Cuba. Hello, there's a sheriff up there. Raining.
I'm just saying she was the first female to really do it big, and I was like, I was just really shocked. I didn't know that she was going down like that, man. She was an older lady too. She was like, I think she started in her late 40s or something like that.
She was a lady of a certain age, like at that age, like, yo, you gotta go hard in the paint. Listen, at that age, you gotta go hard because you know when it's coming and you're gonna pay for it, that's it. You ain't seen no social security check, so you better stash in the ground really well when you can then come back later on.
We have 12 minutes left on the clock. 12 minutes left on the clock. Are you a MySpace pimp calling at 347-826-7722?
I also want to say that Christmas is coming up. I also want to say that Christmas is coming up, and those that really, really want to see me happy and really, really wonder what they can give me for Christmas, I'm going to be putting out my wishes on Facebook. So it's Christmas. Oh, and see, you know, check off the list, and in my inbox, let me know that you're going to give me the item, and then I'll scratch it out, right? God, my biggest gift is get tickets to go see Prince. I don't care where it's at. I will travel. Prince tickets will make me very happy. Tickets, because I need more than one. I can't have just one. It's got to be two, because I got to share my anxieties. I got to have somebody with me that's going to catch me when I faint. So if that be two tickets, not, you know, and I appreciate anything, please don't put me where my nose is bleeding because I can't. Just put me in the middle somewhere where at least I can feel as one with my significant other, which he doesn't know, Prince. That's what I'm saying, okay? So if you want to make me happy, if you want me to thank you, forever, ever in a day, like every time I get a chance to get on the mic or anywhere and just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for Prince tickets, then that's what you gotta do. Halfway will travel. I'm ready to do just about anything. Just about.
Oh,
anything.
My God. Don't say that, Emma. You know you got some stalkers now.
I put it out there. It's in the, I just about. Remember, hello, there's a limitation. And my man is 7:30, and he will get at you. So I just want to put that out there to everyone.
So, yo. Make sure y'all get her them press tickets, man.
Shout out to O from Jersey, and shout out to, you know, everyone doing their 1-2s, and shout out to my baby Prince doing his tour, and going hard in the paint over there at the Madison in New York, and he'll be in Jersey, and he'll be in Philadelphia as well. So I'm hoping to catch him in one of those states. I'm willing to travel. I'm willing to drive hours, whatever it takes, camp out on the side of the road just to be able to be at his concert.
Doesn't
okay?
that sound like a stalker? She's kind of stalking.
No, that's not stalker because I didn't say, no, listen, that's not stalker because I just said I want to be there, like, in the area. I didn't say, like, I want to be at the top of him and stuff. You know what I mean? That's stalking. But if I can get a photo with him, a photo op, then I'm good enough with that. You know, I will make myself shorter than I am, you know what I'm saying, because there's a height situation. And, you know, and that's my baby, and I love him. And, you know, I just want a photo, and I just want to be able to tell him in his face, I love you. All right. So, like that.
Okay, Madison Square Garden is sold out, but he has December, okay, well, 18th is sold out, so we're looking at different dates.
Yeah, he'll be in Jersey. I tried calling in, but they wouldn't let me. Like, it's like $195, I think, the most expensive on record, because on the, you know, on the other side, you already know, I heard tickets are going like $400.
That's nothing. We might be working that out. We might actually do that, because you actually are the longest host that has been on Lush Radio Online, the whole movement with Street Queen. So, we might work on getting you those tickets, or at least giving you the plan to go get the tickets.
Oh my God, that's it! I'm going to tat Lush Radio on my body if you do that. Right next to the name print, I swear. Oh my God, loyalty just before dishonor, son.
Well, they do have a date. They have a date on the 29th of December.
Listen, I'll be there on the 31st. I'll be on doing the countdown if I need to be there. Okay? My kids will not understand.
December the 29th, they said that he has a tour date there at Madison. It's on the 29th at Madison Square Garden.
I will be there at 7 in the morning. If they need help and assistance with the stage thing or anything that they need help with, I'm there.
let's type in Madison Square Garden and see if we can find how we can purchase the tickets and stuff.
No, I don't care. You're not going to have me crying. That's a no-no. That's not happening. You know how long it took for me to put this makeup on? No, hell no. I still got like 5 more minutes, and then I can smear it. Okay? Not yet. Not yet.
So what's up?
Prince lovers, man. Shout out to all the people that feel passionate like me. You know, I've been a Prince fan for more than 25 years, and I remember going to see him at the Palladium when he first had showed the pants that had the butt cut out in the back, that everybody was like, ah! That was like awesome. That was like awesome. He turned around and showed his nativities, and I was like, oh, my God. So that was pretty hot. And I have, yes, I do have everything, all his CDs, all his music. I have it on VHS, DVD, you know, everything that's come out. I have vinyl. I have everything. I have a shrine, I'm going to admit. But you know what it is? You know what I most love about him? I love what I love most about him is the fact that he's such a genius with the word. And I love, you know, the written word. Everybody knows I'm very passionate when it comes to that word. That's how I got into being a writer and a poet. And just some, the way he puts words together and creates songs that touch people, even 25, 30 years later, people are still in tune and still have that same feeling like when they first heard that song. So that's deep. He's a genius, and I bow down to that, man. I bow down to him. I wish I can do more than bow down, but I'm limited to that, you know, the way that I can.
Yo, you guys crazy.
Because I've been warned that I'm limited, and then, you know, I love him, and I want to not to him either, so I'm going to love him from a distance, I promise.
Oh,
so shout out to Talib Kweli on the Twitter. Shout out to the First Lady L, Microphone Bully. I see ya. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Shout out to Bugsy underscore RIP underscore Stack. Shout out to Genius. Shout out to Ms. Mira for retweeting our situation. Shout out to Ebenisha. And, you know, that's how we do Future Guru 100. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Who thank you for being real queen. Shout out to LMG underscore Lega. And, you know, that's everybody, you know, going on the Twitter. Join our Twitter fam, Lush Radio Online on the Twitter, Emma E2K, E2K underscore magazine on the Twitter. And I see you Facebookers, and I see you Twitters, and I see you streamers. And I thank you, and I appreciate you. And how long we got on that clock?
You got 4 more minutes left on the clock, sis. 4 more minutes left on the clock.
Well, in my 4 more minutes, I'm going to take 2 to talk, and then the other 2 we're going to go out with some music. Can we go out with some Shimmy Shimmy, being that 950 Plus is out there in Orlando doing their 1-2, and I just want to shout out to them. We're going to close it out with Shimmy Shimmy. But before that, I want to shout out AG the God. I want to shout out Fred the Godson, who is at the Paradise Theater doing his 1-2 with the Rick Ross event. Shout out to everybody holding it down over there. Half of the BS, like I said, is on the Paradise, and the other half is happens to be in Orlando tonight. Shout out to my friend Liz holding it down. You know, me and Liz is over here, but, you know, we wish we could be in Orlando, but unfortunately, you know, we can't, but it's all good in the hood. Shout out to all my queens out there in all different states representing all the time. Shout out to Miss Photo. Oh, my God. Ashley, thank you for the flyer.
Miss Photographics.
Miss Photographics, thank you for the flyers. And she, you know, she works very hard in the paint. All her information, if you see the flyer poster, her information is on there as well if you want to get at her and her website and everything. Or you can just come through us and we'll give you all that information. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It's been another positive Saturday, another enriching Saturday. I will be in the New York City area on that weekend of the 18th, 19th, 20th. So the 21st. The 20th, I'm actually going to do a live show over there in New York City. I will be doing a live show in New York City on the 20th, and the 21st will be then our Give Thanks dinner. So make sure you stay tuned. God bless everybody. Love, peace, and hair grease. And let's go out with Shimmy Shimmy. And, you know, shout out to everybody. Peace, love. Amor.
Yeah. Driller, bang like gorilla, got a tendency to pillar. When I drill her, I can feel her shiver.
Already in her, living in a liver like I'm liquor winding down in her spine. Better get her, get her.
She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I bang her quickly, quickly. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Balance in the cup, cause I ain't.
room trying to fill my drink.
Fulfill my drink, women in the pink, back of her Blackberry shakes, the CD on my link. Bathroom in the sink, and we grind into the beat, then I think, why dance when we
fuck? Yeah. I agree, she say I agree, when I open up my mouth, pull that liquor side of me, then I splash her, as I lick her body to get high, roll alive, blow a sour to the sky, baby, we should slide. Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I make a quicker, quicker. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't tryna steal my dream. Stay in a bubble, getting it wet, making it puddle. Give me the druggie, try to get twisted, get you a couple. Make them drink until they all faded. Sit back like the split, watch them kiss, I be